All right. Well, since the vernal equinox is on March 20th this year, spring will officially be here before next Sunday. So if we've been complaining about winter since that first snowflake fell last year, we've got less than a week to get all that complaining out of our system. Maya Angelou said, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Now, since all complaining does anyway is make any situation feel worse than it would feel if we weren't complaining about it, it might be a good idea for us to stop complaining before next Saturday, and not just about the weather, even though it's been beautiful here, actually. We can decide to put a spring in our step before spring arrives on the calendar. It's been said that love will put a spring in your step and a bounce in your heart. Love puts a spring in our step in every season. Love is that high-flying energy of God that lives in us and lifts us up where we belong every time we allow it to. And then, if after this past week of breezy sunshine, the weather gets a little colder, get a little more snow or a lot more snow, before winter decides to actually go, we can begin to enjoy spring no matter what's happening with the weather. Dr. Isaiah Hankel, the author of The Science of Intelligent Achievement, wrote, complaining doesn't solve problems, it attracts them. The more you complain, the more problems you have, and the more you infect other people with your problems. Don't be an infection, be a cure. We can either choose to add to the problems in our own life or be part of the problems in the world, or we can be part of the solutions. Every moment is an opportunity for us to be part of the cure or part of the fear, wherever we are. Complaining about how life's treating us or how others treat us weighs us down and oppresses our spirit. It keeps us from feeling the joyous, free-flowing energy of being alive in a universe of free-flowing love. Rather than having a spring in our step, we walk through our days as if we have weights on our feet. When we let go of our insistence that divine intelligence needs our input and our advice about what to do with this world, when we let go of our insistence that others need to behave as we believe they should so that we can feel peaceful, happy, we lighten our mental and emotional load and free ourselves to feel that beautiful impulse of love that is always guiding us to our bliss. Now, in our alphabetical journey this year, today we are venturing into the spirituality that exists in the letter F. And so today is for float. And the question before us is, does your cork float? Now, Abraham Hicks said, you can hold a cork under the water, but when you let go of it, it's going to bob back up. And that's the high level of consciousness, the high level of awareness, the high level of love. So, when you stop practicing the thoughts that hold you away from your buoyancy, you bop. Bop. We are created to bop. We are created to live in the bliss of positivity. Bop. As spiritual beings, even while we're experiencing this condensed version of ourself as a human, we are naturally buoyant because, for the most part, and for the unseen part, we are made of the pure positive energy that created the universe and us, within it, and it is light itself. How much lighter can we get? What we see of ourselves in this human form is like the tip of an iceberg peeking out of an infinite sea. In truth, we're created to float like a happy cork on the unseen God waves of love that fill this universe and flow into visibility through our human self-expression of love. Pure positive energy courses through our veins. And if unobstructed, it causes us to stay physically healthy and energetic and filled with high vitality throughout our earth life. It courses through our emotions, and if it isn't suppressed, it causes us to be enthusiastic and wholehearted and passionate in all that we do. And it courses through our mind. And if allowed to, it causes us to be curious and fascinated and delighted with our relationship to all life. There is nothing in this universe that could or would prevent our buoyant, joyous flotation of self-expression in this world except the negative force of our own resistance to our freedom. Our resistance to letting go and letting God pulls us down, and it can hold us down for the count if we don't learn to let go and go with the flow. In the way of knowing, we read, this resistance occurs in many ways. It can be the result of not feeling a feeling to its completion, withholding a simple truth, and more often than not, from denying the impulse of the heart. So let's look at that. There's not one of us that hasn't felt angry, resentful, insecure, or unworthy. As part of this human experience, we're intended to feel any and all emotion, and not one emotion is wrong. We feel what we feel. Emotions are our guidance system that lets us know when we're holding ourselves back from experiencing our power and freedom, or going with the flow of positive bliss. It's not feeling a negative emotion that causes resistance in our natural free flow of love. It's not feeling it to its completion. It's our holding on to a negative emotion and not allowing it to move through us that holds us down and can make us sick and tired and depressed. The way of knowing tells us Depression can only occur in a mind that has been denying its pathway to joy. Depression, then, is the result of a resistance to the true flow of life throughout the body-mind. Once we feel a feeling that doesn't feel good, even if it feels justified, and we acknowledge that that's what we're feeling, and that's okay, that's the time to let it go. If we do, we'll experience its completion. If we let it go, it'll move right through us. It was there to guide us, to let us know we had a thought that was contradicting the love that we are. And that if we want to feel good, it would be a good idea to spiritually rise to a better feeling thought. The spiritual teacher Muji said, "You are human and divine. Your human troubles help you to discover your divine nature." But so often we continue to remind ourselves of why we're feeling angry and resentful and insecure and unworthy. We want to remember the who and the what and the when and the where and the how of that negative feeling that we're feeling. We want to know how it came about. I mean, ever woke up in the morning feeling a little down or a lot down? And instead of looking for an uplifting thought to lift you up, you stayed there and wondered why you were feeling down and didn't automatically have a good thought? And then when whatever it was from the day before or weeks and months and years before came to mind, you thought, ah, yeah, that's it. But remembering and justifying our negative emotions don't make them feel any better. If we continue to remind ourselves of a reason for an unhappy or heavy feeling, rather than feeling it to its completion by giving it a place to end, we're adding to the resistance within us that keeps us from happily floating on the God waves of love. We can't feel negative and fearful and feel love at the same time. Now, if we withhold a simple truth, as the Way of Knowing put it, if we, for instance, don't speak up for ourselves and what we desire in life, but we just do what everyone else is doing or what everyone else tells us to do, or if we deny the simple truth that we're a powerful spiritual being in charge of our own experience and we decide to blame others instead, we hold ourselves down and suppress the powerful being that we're created to be. And finally, if we deny the impulse of the heart, whether it's a resistance to forgiveness because we're just not ready to do it, if it's resistance to taking a step forward in a love relationship because we're afraid of rejection, whether it's resistance to leaving a job or a relationship because we're afraid we'll lose our only financial source, or whether we fear doing something new, and so we ignore that impulse within us that is calling us to come forward and try something new. The more we hold ourselves down, the more we suppress our life experience and our self-expression as a free spirit. spiritual being. If we let go of our focus on what's wrong in our life, we'll experience a bounce upward, just like letting go of the cork and letting it go. We'll experience that bounce upward in our mind and emotions, no matter what seems to be limiting our joy and happiness. If we're willing to let go of our grip on trying to control or fix whatever it is with our inadequate human efforts, we'll naturally rise. We'll take a bounce from any health condition or a family situation or a work complication or a financial restriction. We can use it as a bounce-off point by just letting go. Just by letting go of our fix-it mentality and trusting that love is taking care of it while it is taking care of us, we'll naturally rise to that high, holy vibration of love within us that brings peace and a sense of well-being as it resolves all that has appeared to us to be unresolvable. Sri Sri Ravi Shankar said, "Our faith must be deep-rooted. Once we realize we are blessed, complaints and insecurities disappear." If our footsteps these days have been feeling heavy as we've been walking our earth life, if just the thought of moving forward in some area of our life just feels exhausting, the good news is that a spring in our step is just a step of faith away. When we turn within, with our eyes looking up, ready for a liftoff, we feel lighter, just lighter, the moment we do it. Appreciation for our life as it is right now lifts us up so that we can experience the blessing of being ourselves in this life. And then we attract more blessings to us. It uplifts us to that high vibrational place within us where we have no doubt that our life is intended to be better and better forever. Abraham Hicks said, "You can be fully satisfied with where you are, understanding that you're eternally evolving." When you get into that place of feeling appreciation of where you are and who you are, and you accept that you are a never-ending, always unfolding being, then you can stand in that delicate balance of being optimistic about what is to come without being unhappy about where you stand. Our appreciation of and focus on what's working in our life right now will put a spring in our step that automatically causes us to spring forward in our life just as easily as when we set our clock forward, if we set our clock forward this morning. If we're willing to just let go of practicing those thoughts that keep us away from our buoyancy, we'll naturally shoot to the top in our spiritual vibration and bop. We will experience the high level of consciousness, the high level of awareness, that high level of love that allows us to feel the bliss of positivity no matter what is going on in our life. Namaste. All right.